This is Bush Telegraph on RN. Cameron Wilson with you. We're broadcasting from Seppeltsfield Winery in the Barossa Valley. We're talking about the history, the culture and the food production of what is, it's got to be one of the country's best known regions, hasn't it, when it comes to wine and food. Everywhere you go, this dish called Rote Grütze gets mentioned. I hope I've pronounced that right. I think I may have. We need to find out a little bit more about it. Joan Lindner is a Rote Grütze cook, and Steve Zimmerman judges Rote Grütze, along with other things at shows around the region. Welcome to you both. Thank you for coming and joining us. Joan, tell me what it is.
Rote Grütze is actually made from the grapes, and that's why it's a traditional Barossa product. And it is made from boiling the grapes to get the juice, straining it, and then cooking sago with it. Mm-hmm. For show work, you're allowed to use a little sugar, but no other additions at all. At home, we do other things, put like port in it, that makes it taste good. But for show work, it has to be to get a good clear texture that you can still see the sago and that, and it makes a yummy dessert with ice cream or cream.
Now, you said it's uniquely Barossan, but it has a German background?
Yes. It probably came out...
It sounds German.
Yeah, it is. I didn't grow up in the Barossa, but I learned it from my mother-in-law, and they're all... Steve's the same as what I am. We have this Silesia go back so many generations, and they came out, and they brought these ideas with them, and it just goes from one generation to the other, and I have never seen it in any other state where I've been.
Steve Zimmerman, you judge this at various shows and competitions around, but
that's right.
Is it unique to the Barossa?
Oh, too right. When it sort of began, it was so unique that there was a real rivalry between families on how the texture should end up, the colour, the type of grape. So that's why it became a state championship.
What sort of grape is the best?
Yeah, that's an argument there. Yes. Some say Syrah, Matara, some like Grenache. Mm. Yeah,
it's a wine grape that you use, though.
It's not a wine grape.
Yeah.
Grenache doesn't have the colour of Syrahs. Syrah or Matara, they're a better grape. You get a more richer colour for it. Whereas it's a bit wishy-washy if it's Grenache and it doesn't have the flavour.
You agree with those sentiments, Steve?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, she knows, so I better not change that. But,
yeah. It's not something that you can get all year round here, though. It's tied into the harvest.
Oh, yes, but we've all got freezers.
Oh, okay.
And we can freeze the juice and we can do it any time of the year. But so, like, for functions, sometimes that's the dessert that they wish to have for a particular event and that, and we can do that then because we freeze the juice.
Okay, all right. But it's best, I imagine, during this time of year. We're just on the tail end of harvest now.
This is the time when you do it.
Yes.
Okay, is it something that you see all the families getting involved in around the region and maybe competing with each other to some extent?
Well, in show work, yes, like Steve said. It's very competitive among some families that have grown up, and they've all got the German heritage names, haven't they, Steve? And
The Schutz and the...
Yes. And they come to the show, and if you... That's my dish. I want to win.
So it does get quite competitive. Now, you've brought some in here. The colour is... It looks like a really full-bodied, deep Shiraz, doesn't it? It's got that purple sort of glint to it, but it's very deep red colour. Can we perhaps give this a go? I'm interested in tasting this. Yes. What should I be looking for here?
You should be able to see the granules in it, the sago granules in it, and it's the grape flavour that has to come through.
Wow, now, sticky. Isn't it sticky?
She took the wrong one, I think. That's the one I brought that said that's to be too thick.
Yeah, she actually did a couple samples. There was one which was thick, which you got there.
Yeah,
there's one which is just the right thickness. When you actually move a bowl, you actually just see it move. Mm. This one, what you're trying now, is gelled up.
Yeah, I want to show you one that's overdone.
You're
Oh, you're giving me...
Yeah.
Here I am thinking this is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Try this one.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. You can see that straight away.
Yes, you can see the granules and that better in it. But I wanted you to see that you can do things wrong too.
Because once the other one looked great, but now that I see the proper one, the first one is almost like an agar plate in a science lab, isn't it?
It's, that's right.
But this wobbles right around.
That should be, yes.
So just while I try this, just tell us what went into making this.
There was just grape juice, a little sugar added, and the sago. That's all that's in it.
Mm, okay. That is a fantastic, strong grape flavour. It is it's sensational. So,
You see, it's late in the season now, so you get better flavours.
Okay. Well, that is my first taste of Rote Grütze. And have I got it right, Rote Grütze?
Yes, that's right.
And that is absolutely sensational. So we'll have to put that to one side and make sure that, it doesn't disappear until I finish the program and can eat some more. Steve Zimmerman and Joan Linder, really nice talking to you. Thank you for giving us a better idea of one of the regional dishes that everyone talks about.